סחרה ואומה. רובין מה שנקרא יום הזה בשם ל"ג בעומר, ולא כמו ששורפים בספירוס העומר שלושה שלושים לעומר. Why do you call it ל"ג בעומר? וגם מה שעושים במקשת הבון ארו ביום הזה. What's the meaning of making a bone arrow? ביום הזה ל"ג בעומר דווקא. רואה העניין הוא כי בימי הספירה הוא זמן תשובה. ימי הספירה זה זמן תשובה. ועל ידי התשובה נמתוקים כל הדינים. Through תשובה, all the דינים נמתוקים בשרושם ברחמים גמורים. In other words, תשובה באמת has to go with דינים. And through תשובה, all the דינים נמתוקים בשרושם ברחמים גמורים. ובפרט בל"ג בעומר, בפרט בל"ג בעומר, שבו יהיו ספירות הויד שבהויד, שהיא תחס קו הגבור ותחס הבינה. אז בינה גבור אין הויד. דמינו דינים מסעורן. So למעשה ל"ג בעומר is the ספירות הויד. ספירות הויד is the שורש. Is in the cup of גבורס. It's the lowest. It's some certain מכין, it's the strongest גבורס. ואיסה בזויה קודש, נשתית מזויה קודש, אימו עד הויד is פשטוסה. Imo bina, the spashtus of bina goes bina, gvura and hoid. So the spashtus of imo goes all the way down to hoid. Of bina, shehi besoid imo ilo, he besoid olam atshuva. Bina, which is the sod of imo ilo, is the sod of olam atshuva. Achein al yidei shebnei Yisrael shovim betshuva mamtikim adinim shorosham. ונשפע עליהם כל החסודים והרחמים. זה מרומז בל"ג בעומר, that's in ל"ג בעומר. כי תהיו אז בעומר בגימטריה כמינין, the word בעומר is גימטריה כמינין יושב. וגם הוא כמיניין י' בית צירופי הוואי ברוך הוא שיש בהם צירופים של חסודים וצירופים של גבורס, ועל ידי התשובה נכלולים הוואייס לגבורס בהוואייס לחסודים. והתשובה צורך ליאס במלחומה גדולה שילחם אדם עם יצרוי. כל עניין התשובה is המלחומה המוינה מדרכי התשובה, וצורך האדם להלביש את עצמו בכלי נצחי קרב. A person to be מלביש himself בכלי נצחי קרב שיזרוי חיצים ובליסטרויז לאומס יצרוי. פרסנס to throw חיצים ובליסטרויז לאומס יצרוי לסגב העולב שיהיה דובק בתשובה תומד. אני שביא דובק בתשובה. It's a very big yisod over here. Basically, what it says over here that tshuva is the hamtok of dinim. Tshuva is the hamtok of dinim. How you mamtik dinim? So we discussed this already. That how you mamtik dinim with dinim. Which means that if you use the midas adin properly, if you take the midas adin, you use the midas adin to be loichem keneged the sitracha, to be loichem keneged tuma, to be loichem keneged the. Etc. So you're using the dinim for the good purpose. When you're using the dinim for the good purpose, that's mamtik the dinim, that turns it into rachamim chasadim. So the person did it not there, it means he gave into his yitzhar, it means he was nichna to his yitzhar, which means he wasn't a loichim. Right, the person's got to fight the yitzhar. And the person was choyter, so he didn't fight the yitzhar. So in other words, to them, there's a din that's ma'ir against him. Why is the din ma'ir against him? Because he was supposed to use the gvuras, and he didn't use the gvuras, and then the gvura bounces back against him. If a person uses the gvuras against the ra, so then he's using the gvura for the right purpose, and that itself is mamtik. That itself is mamtik, mamtik the gvura. So that's why the whole inyan of Ramashal, the whole inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim, people ask, more than just Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, more psukim, more prokim are mentioned about how the Bunchlan was married midas adin to the Mitzrayim. I said makas, mala yom chamishim makas, chamishim asayim makas. The whole shiur sayom is the midas adin kibur against the Mitzrayim, and yet the whole shiur sayom discusses the yudke vavke. What exactly is the bureau going on over there? Because the Eden came out of Mitzrayim. So it's so important to how many makas the Mitzrayim got. The Ikis were out. You're interested to know what's still going on over there? Forget what's going on over there. The Maisa, the Ikis are out. And revolt is not. Here the Rebbe Shalom was showing them that to get to Chasadim, you've got to be mamtik the Gvurus, you've got to fight against the Ra. You've got to be Koyvish the Ra. You've got to come with Melchama against the Ra. It says Hashem Ish Melchama. In the Shir Yom, it says Hashem Ish Melchama. Kosh Baruch Hu Nidba Badayam. In other words, here the Rebbe Shalom was showing Klal Yisrael what the Midas of Gevurah is made for. The Midas of Gevurah is made to be loichem, stark, strong against the Ra. And then when the Midas of Gevurah is stark, loichem, connected to the Ra, so then that itself is mumti Gevurah. So that's the whole Yisod of Tshuva. Yisod of Tshuva is coming back. Why did you fall? Because you weren't loichem against the Ra. Why did you fall? Because you were not loichem against the Ra. So the reader came from a lack of milchama. A lack of milchama, you didn't use the gevurah that you were supposed to get. And therefore tshuva means I will use the gevurah. Now I'm going to be loich. Doing tshuva means to get back to where I was. I'm going to go back with full force. I'm going to go back with the ma'ir dekakoyach lechima, with the ma'ir dekakoyach gevurah. And then when you do that, so then your mom take the dinim, then your mom take the dinim b'sharosh. Then you mount the dinim b'sharosh. So that's what he's saying now. He's saying that the hoyt, the whole sphere soimez is man, the whole sphere soimez is man of tshuva, and tshuva makes the dinim nintak b'sharosh. Lag boim is hoyt shebhoyt. In a way, hoyt shebhoyt is the greatest gevura, because it's bina gevura hoyt. It's the most gevuradik. Bina is really the hamtaka. Furthest away from the hamtaka on that kav is hoyt. It's the strongest. It's the strongest koyach of gevura. It's the strongest koyach hoyt shebahoyt. Is the gevurish keilu the strongest gevurish of the gevura. And that strongest gevurish of the gevura, that from that you get all the way up to bina to the loichan of the strongest gevura against the itzara. Then you get up to bina, and then the din is nimtak b'sharosha. So lag boy me hoyt shebahoyt. And that's the strongest koyach for you to do tshuva. Strongest koyach for you to do tshuva. V'zeh merumas v'lag bo'ime, ki lag hu ois yizgal. So that's the remas of lag bo'ime. Lag is the ois yizgal. Lag is the ois yizgal, shu hachatzit. Shua chatzi mitevus galgal. It's half of galgal. Galgal umakif beigel. Chatzi galgal is betziur keshes. It's a half of one. Umilfonim hoya milchama bekeshes. In the beginning, the milchama was with the keshes. That was the ammunition. As I'm a rumors, shatshuva tzrich aliyas b'milchama gedoyla kenegad yitzhar. Here he says that ba'oyme lag ba'oyme is gematria tshuva. And lag is the kli milchama to get to the tshuva. So lag boime is the chatzi eagle, the bow that gets you to the oime, gets you, helps you to do the tshuva. Lag boime.
So the first question was on the lamed, or was on quite a few
lag.
The oime,
lag boime.
Lag.
Lag is the chatzi galgal. So lag is bringing out the koyach milchama. It's bringing out the koyach milchama that a person has to have to do tshuva. Tshuva is a koyach milchama. For tshuva, a person has to fight. Hoy tshuva hoy is so gevuradik that it gives a person a koyach of gevura to be loichem kenegad yitzhar. And that's the whole yisod of you see. The Rashbi was a sharfa. He was megana the roimim there in the Gemara and Shabbos. The Rashbi was Muhammadic. So Hoyt Shabbat, the Rashbi is Muhammadic. The Buddha said nice things about the Romans. The Rashbi came out strong against the Romans. He's a lechem. You see, the Rashbi's Rebbe Akiva, the Romans were goyzer not to teach Torah. He went out, he taught Torah. There's this Gabrus over here. The Akiva, the Tamid Rakiva, we'll soon see why. The Gabrus is Gabrus of gvuras, of midas of gvura. Zam erumas belag boimim. What is this? Ve'ika kli nitzchi korav l'umas ha'yetzahara. The ika kli nitzchi of krav is l'umas is against the yetzahara. Is eisakator is eisakator. Hagdoisha. Ika kli nitzchi against the yetzahara is the eisakator. Kamo di isa b'kedushin b'rasi yetzahara b'rasi torah tablin. So here is megala. Is megala. What the Ika Kli Nitzchi? The Ika Kli Nitzchi is the Isaac of Torah Kedosh. In other words, there is a Chelik of Torah that is the Gvur the Chelik of Torah. There is a Chelik of Torah, Noichesh, Leichel, Bibia, Gvur Shaman, there is a Chelik of Torah, we say, you know, the Torah has got Chasadim to it. Is a Chelik of Torah has got Gvur to it. What's the Chelik of Torah has got Gvur to it? The Chelik of Torah has got Gvur to it is the Chelik of Torah, is the Chelik of Torah that. That with that chelik of Torah, we will not say the Yitzhar. There's a chelik of Torah that's the kilo of ammunition. As it says in Perek Yovas, Shishim Melachas, Shishim Kulam Achuz Echerev, Shishim Giborim, Sov Elam Giborim, Kulam Achuz Echerev, Melum De Melchama. And Rashi Olam Afarashim say over there, that's talking about the Melcham Toshim Torah. There is a chelik of Torah that is a Kli Zayin. There's a chelik of Torah that's a Kli Zayin. Well, from Klali, that's the difference between Torah Shavikasav and Torah Shavalpeh. Torah Baal Peh, the Gemara says, Sanhedrin used to fight over it. It says, Gabras, Torah Baal Peh is the Gabras of Torah. Torah Baal Peh, Al Pi Kabbalah, is Malchus. Torah Baal Peh is the sphere of Malchus. Malchus is a Gevurah. Malchus is Misitra the Gevurah. And Torah has to be used to fight with the Yitzhar. So, Torah is the Kli Netzach. So, if a person wants to do tshuva, they still learn Torah. And Torah gives him the Kli Mechama. He has to learn that Torah of Azar Oifen, that the Torah is giving him the Koyach is Gabrus. And with the Koyach is Gabrus, the Torah gives him, that's how he goes and he's Goyu, he's Loichen against the Yitzhahara, and he's Menatzeach against the Yitzhahara. That Chelik is, Oifen Klali, the Chelik was called Torah Shebal Peh. Rashi is the Talmud of Kiva. Kiva is the Shor of Torah Shebal Peh. So there you're talking about Beikah the Chelik of Melcham of Torah, Melcham Torah Shel Torah. That's Beikah Torah Shebal Peh. And the more a person's loichem the Melcham of Torah Shebal Peh, Melcham in Torah. So the more he's using that Koyach Gevurah for the good things, and the more that gives him the Kli Zayin to be Menatzeach against the Yitzharah. And that itself is the Hamtok. Torah Shebal Peh has to go with Derech Melcham, with Derech Kvisha, Derech Forcing. So the Medrash says that the whole Kofalei Mahaki Yigis was on Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Tzura of Torah Shebal Peh. You machnia, you force. A koyach. Torah Shebal Peh, you go to koyach. Nasa v'nishma is Torah Shebal Ksav. Nasa v'nishma is Torah Shebal Ksav. And Kofalei Mahaki Yigis, that's Torah Shebal Peh, says the Medrash. Because it's not pshat. So the Medrash says it because they didn't want to be makabel Torah Shebal Peh, because it's difficult, it does. But the word is, according to what we're saying now, the thought is that That's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh goes in Indian of Kfir, of Kofalei Mahaki Yigis, Indian of Forcing, Indian of being Machnia, Indian of being Loichem, Indian of. That's the Derech of Kinyan of Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, the Rashbi. Whose darkness hoy shabal hoy is the chelik of Torah, that is the kli of Torah, that is the melchamta shel Torah, and the melchamta of Torah that's going to be menatzeach the yitzhar. Shporcha said in Mitzrayim, told Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim, boitziachas omazer Mitzrayim tabdun silakim al ahor hazeh. In other words, the gevurah that we saw beitzis Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch was koyvish Paro, and Kodesh Baruch came down with midas hadin very stark on Paro. That was teaching us how to use the Kli Zayin, how to use the Kli Zayin Shel Kedusha. That's Hachana for Kabbalah Satoya. That you got to use the Kli Zayin against the Chelik Ra. Mitzrayim was the Ra, Mitzrayim was the Klipa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came smashing the Mitzrayim. That was Hachana for Kabbalah Satoya. Because that's what Kabbalah said to Torah. Kabbalah gave us the Kli Zayin, gives us the Kli Zayin in order that with that Kli Zayin we can go and be there. We can also go and be crushed around. And that is Mount Tegudinim. Rashi says in the Pasuk, Anocha Shevokecha Shetzisicha Beretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi says Even now, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Nisgal Tzalam Rachmi. You should know it's not a different thing to the Hashem Bishmacham. Kuntur was saying it's a very tikkun in the Nakuda that the Hashem Gibul Mecham Hashem Bishmacham. That was Be'etzem a Hachana to get to the Zaken Malay Rachmi. That there's a nitzachim to be mamtik, there's a mechama to be mamtik l'dinim. Bina is the shayish agvura, but you got to work with the midas agvura in order the midas agvura should do its job. When the midas agvura should do its job, in order that you can get to the hamtaka, which is the bechina of zakim al rachim. That's the seidah, Rabbi. That's the seidah onyana. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, and then machzirinu b'shuvah shleim l'chinecha. It was all the achana by Kabbalah Satoira. Kabbalah Satoira is that's where Klal Yisrael got the kain to be menatzech the Yitzhar.
So in the first man it says having the Kabbalah call Adam and Sefer Pani Yafa. Shammai in there. Shammai means the wind. So there it is. In the beginning of the Mishnah says Tereska Keva. If you use the Keva and Tereska Tereska Keva.
Use the Kevin Torah, so then you come to. That's right. You got to use the Midas Agvur. The biggest talk of Midas Agvur is when you use the Midas Agvur for what it's made to be used for. And when you use it for what it's made to be used, that itself is the talk of the Dina. And that's why also with Malchus Raimi, we see the Malchus Raimi is. The Rebbe Kiva think that it's a malchus being loichem against another malchus. It's a lechima. It's a malchus being loichem the other malchus. They had a melchama. Rebbe Kiva had a melchama with them. He taught Torah in public, and he had a melchama. He went out. Rebbe Kiva went out against him. The Rashbi went out against him. It's a melchama. It's a melchamta shel Torah. It's a melchamta shel Torah, and that's mamtik. That brings out. That's megala the chilek of Torah. Tchilosik gimel chasadim. Torah soivik gimel chasadim. That's mamtik. Zemirumas belag boimer. I saw this. But Torah Kedosha yesh pshatei haTorah veYesh Sisri Torah. In the Torah Kedosha itself, this pshat and this Sisri Torah. Zemirumas belag boimer. That's Mirumas belag boimer. She begematria communion Moshe. Shal yodei nitna Torah Yisrael. Temes boimer begematria shiv natrikin Shimon ben Yopai Yechoy. Oim is gemach shishin yedbeis, shishin yedbeis is shishin yechoy shaliyodin is gala rozen derais. Yozayim merum is b'mash ha-toyer ha-kdosh maschelis b'teves b'reishis. Because b'reishis, taka has those letters, sheyesh boi oisiyis. B'reishis has those letters, sheyesh boi oisiyis, yod shin beis. Shuna trikin rajbi. V'oi oisiyis terah, shima mispakotan. V'gimel oisiyis, b'gematri kiminatoyer. It's gematri kiminatoyer. Shema rumas, it's merames. The pshat ha'atayr, ki ein mikro yetz midei pshuta. Yelochin lag ba'ime, shemrumas b'moish rabbeinu v'rajim nizgala ba'or ha'atayr from the pashat ha'atayr and from the sisra ha'atayr. Remember that the sisra ha'atayr is itself the hamtaka of the ikam l'choma is in the pashat ha'atayr. havana the pashkei haTorah. There's mechoma. In Zayin Kodesh it says tochazi. The Gemara says toshama. In Zayin Kodesh says tochazi. There's no mechomas if you can see it. There's no mechomas by ra'iyah. So the pashtei versus the sisrei Torah is the sisrei Torah is the hamtaka to the pashtei Torah. The pashtei Torah is an inyan of mechoma. It's havana. He understands his way. He understands his way. Toshama. Shema is havana. The sisrei Torah gives it a bechin of ra'iyah. Bechin of ra'iyah. The ra'iyah is the bechin of hamtaka. So you do that. The ra'iyah is chachma. Is a chacham a roi sanayi, that bina is shmiya. So the Torah Shabbat Peh is taka the gvur dik, that's bina. But Torah Shabbat Ksa, but Sisri Torah is the bechina of Riyya. It's bechina of Riyya, that's bechina of chachma, tochazi, Riyya is a chacham a roi. And he's going to speak about chachma and bina. And that's the chilek of Amtaka of Torah. So Sisri Torah with Nigla Shabbat Torah is in, to a certain degree a bechina of Yud Kei. Sisri Torah is the Yud, it's Chochma. And the Nigla Shabbat Torah is the Shmiya. Voy was Sphere is Hoyt Shabbat Hoyt, and Moshe Rabbeinu Zochel Karni Hoyt, Moshe Rabbeinu Zochel Karni Hoyt, and Hagam Shachoyt. Who bechinas gevura im kol ze? Moshe Rabbeinu is hichlal hoyd benetzach. Shu midosah shu Moshe Rabbeinu. It's netzach and hoyd. Kamoshe kasev moilech li min Moshe. Netzach is mitzad yimin. Shu bechinas niimois bi mincha netzach. Netzach is li min of hoyd. O ksiv gabei benasata mi hoyd cha olav. Siv Gabei v'nasata mehoid cha'olav Hainu al Yeshua. And Yeshua, he was called Yeshua. It's the hoid he put on Yeshua. And Yeshua is al shem ko yeshiyacha. Ki netzach hu tachas kava chochma. Hoid is tachas kava bina. Chochma bina on top is trey rein to leim is barshins. They're always connected together. Hu besoid yud kei sheva shem. Chochma bina, yud kei is always together. Moshe Rabbeinu, he brought the Hoy to the Netzach. Moshe Rabbeinu, kilo the Hamshacha of the Hamshacha of Yud of Chochma comes down to Netzach. The Hamshacha of Hey of Bina comes down to Hoy. Netzach is Tachas Kava Chochma, but Hoy is Tachas Kava Bina. Chochma Bina, Trei Rein Delo Mispashen. Chochma Bina is Trei Rein Delo Mispashen. Vehim Besoid Yud Keish Hashem. זה מנסת המהויד חולב, נץ פשט, מנסת המהויד חולב, כי הויד בגמטריה יוד קי. הויד זה גמטריה יוד קי, שהיא בחינס כה יש יחו, שנכלל בינה בחוכמה, שהיא רחמם גמור, שעל ידי זה נצמח ישוע זה כל ישראל. זה מה ידיג זה, הויד זה גמטריה, זה הויד, even though הויד is only הויד, there's נצח is something else. But Hoyd itself is Gematria Yud Kei. The same Treyrein to Lem Spashan is by Yud Kei, is Moshe Rabbeinu made that same Bechina by Netzach and Hoyd as well. Kamoikim Belag Boimesh, who beside Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rajbe, the Deshiyaz, Ben Israel, Tshuva, the Kablo, Lem Lasek, with Pashte Atoira, the Sisri Atoira, and the Deze Yigrumo, she is Kabla, Gvurus, Bechasodom, she eats Mach Yeshua, Zakal Yisrael, she Nizgel Yeshua, Mitis, Bebias Mashiach, Ben Dovid, Meher, Bimenu, Shalzen, Miram is Bechinus Hoyt, who was Hoyt Shema Chemishi. Hoyt is the fifth one. Mishay Mem Beis. Right? Shu Chasim Kodesh Baruch Tuchan Allah Dosecha. Shu Bechmatri Kimin in Goyrol. Shu Miram is Lakosu Besamoid Le Goyrol Cha Le Ketza Yomin. Shali Dei Tikkun Midas Ahoyt. Through the Tikkun of Midas Ahoyt. Nizke Le Ketza Yomin. Vele Gool Shlema Bechlala Beprat. Beruchnitz Vegashmiz Bimhera Biyameinu Amen. That's avoided. Yid has to have his gabrus on himself. Comes to Lag Boim, Yid has to have his gabrus. That's the keshes. That's the lag. It's his gabrus, not to be nichnal, not to be not minichna. And then he's using the gvura. He's using the gvura for inyanim of kedusha. When you use the gvura for inyanim of kedusha, so then that's mamtik there, and that brings on the rachamim and chesedim. That's all the hakdama. That was the whole, as we said, that was the whole Mitzrayim, which was a hakdama. Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was like the ikar. It says that Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was Noga V'Rofe. Kodesh Baruch Hu was putting all the Midas Adin, putting the Midas Adin onto the Goyim. And that's what you're supposed to use the Midas Adin for. That's a good Vavod. The Midas Adin is made for using the Midas Adin. Once you use the Midas Adin for Midas Adin, Kodesh Baruch Hu punished him, Mela, and that's chesed to us. Kodesh Baruch Hu was using the Gevura, Kaviyachal, for what the Gevura was created for, to be Koyush Dara. And through that itself is Mam Tikudina. We need the Torah Kedusha. Hashiveinu Avinu Rasor Secha. Then Rachazreinu is Shuvah Shleima Lefenecha. Shuvah Shleima can only come through Torah. The Torah gives the ammunition. You cannot be Menatzeach the Yitzhara without being Loichet. And Torah is the Koyach Lechima that we have. Ve'ikah Torah Shebal Peh is the Koyach Lechima that we have against the Yitzhara. And therefore, after Hashiveinu Avinu Rasor Secha, then you can come to the Rachazreinu is Shuvah Shleima Lefenecha. So a whole new ha'arim, what ha'boim is all about. It's tshuva b'derech nitzach. It's tshuva b'derech nitzach. It's a day of fighting, not just to get onto the buses. It's a day of lechima. It's a day of lechima. It's a day where we take out our keshes and we loichem against the yitzhar.
It's the chayid is after netzach.
Who?
That's why chayid is after netzach, because the tshuva after the nitzachim.
According to Hilkel, we're putting them together. Yeah. We're putting them together. The smol and the yamin. The smol and the yamin is coming together. Aaron HaKohen is Hoyt Shebehoyt. Right? Aaron HaKohen is Hoyt Shebehoyt. When you see the Indian of his Gabrus, Aaron HaKohen is Faket. Where was the Indian of his Gabrus by Aaron HaKohen? I come to him, Hoyt Shebehoyt is the Staatsgesetz. The Indian is the whole Indian of bringing up Korbanus. It's Gabrus. It's also Bechina Melchama. You makrif yourself. It's a Koyach HaMesiris Nefesh. Koyach HaMesiris Nefesh doesn't need the strongest Koyach for such a thing. So, but the vote of Aaron HaKohen was Aaron HaKohen's Achtor Shebal Peh, right? Kohen is Achtor Shebal Peh. So Aaron HaKohen's Bechina, Aaron HaKohen's Bechina is that he brings out the Hamtoka that comes after you put the Gevura in the right place. Is he brings out the Hamtoka. Just like it says in the Gavi Torah Shebal Peh, it says Mitchila Soinim, Chakach Nasa Oivim, Es Vahav Besufa, right? The Gemara Darshan Zeh Kedushin, Es Vahav Besufa, beginning with Soinim, Chakach Nasa Oivim, Zevazah. Aaron HaKohen is the Oiv Shah, Oiv Shah, Oiv Shah. His Avoid is the Avoid that through his Gabrus, and putting his Gabrus in the right place. So then you always Oichel, that's always the case. You put the Mechom in the right place, then the Loichem, Zeh Bezeh, and Torah, then they become Oiv, Zeh Bezeh. Number one also, that was a Tain on the Rajmi. He came out of the Ma'ara, completely Gvuradik. He came out of the Ma'ara, completely Gvuradik, and he burnt up everybody. Rav Shlomo Zalman tells him to go back. The vote is, you got to know who to use. You got to know where your gevura has to be chal. The person's got gevura on Eden, and Chas v'Shalom to be a moir and moir dinim on Eden. The whole vote is Hoyt Shavoy, to know that you got to use this gavrus to be loichem, connect the Ra, connect the Romans, connect the Yitzhara. But using his gavrus on Eden, Chas v'Shalom. That's why he was sent back. That was the tine on him. He was cool as Gabrus. The person's got to be very careful what he uses his Gabrus for. Tzadikim are very makri, not to chasron b'moy, or kachugim on Yidin, not to speak bad on Yidin. The person's got to be very careful. Also, the option, if you take off the hair, is also the moistures of the gvuras. The Moses of the Gurus, which is Gvuras have moistures. In other words, the bid is Zrachmim. So the bid we don't want to shave. But the hair is the moistures of Gvuras. The word is that the Gvuras is better from something that we're not directly metapa with. The inner Gvura. Gvura is only to be used against the Soyne Yisrael. So it's something not to mitzvah in Eden. It's Rachamim, Chasodim, Rachmonim, Vashonim, Goyim, Chasodim. But some Gvura is something that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us to be sitting on the Goyim. So we made the Holinim having a haircut, Holinim making pious, is Lafuki the Goyim. They have their hairstyles. And we show the payas that it's lafuki, it's lafuki the goyim. So that's really where the gevuras are for. So in the Havdalah between the Eden and the goyim, that's where the moistures are the size. That's where we mashkes the bechinuk. It's tafka over there. It's not the beard. Nush the goyim doesn't have a shaykhus to that. The hair is where they used to make the hairstyle, and that's where we're coming against them. And the whole tachlis of minas gevura is hagufa. The whole tachlis of minas gevura is hagufa. For the scabbers against the Mazoilam. So maybe therefore that's why the hair and the gvura and the moistness of gvura we mashchis the chelik to be mavdla. We use these gabras to throw the yitzhar away, to throw the goyim away, to be mavdlas to the yidna the goyim. You make a yiddish zar. It says the payas is makasha to the bid. So it's bringing down the gvura shebekdusha into the racham. It's like saying, "Kilu the ikar avoid is asay toif." We have a sumira, we have an avoid of sumira. But the sumira is halavai. We won't have to deal with it. All this garbage we have to deal with just to push the ra away that we can get on with it. So the bid is the darga that we can get on with it. Business that we go with, and then the sumi raz. That's we don't want to get. That's just against the goyim. That's just against the goyim. So that's what we use. That's what we're doing. We're taking the sumi raz. We're taking away the goyish hairstyle. We're cutting off the goyish hairstyle, and that's the inyan of gvuras, because that's gufa what the gvuras made for, just to be mavdil ourselves from goyim. So I knew the hair. That just came a few ways saying.